Worry-Proofing Your Anxious Child, written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation. I think my child has anxiety. I'm really worried for her. Okay, both of you worrying isn't going to help, is it? Anxiety itself is normal. It's an evolutionary hangover that is part of our survival instinct. This goes back to ancient times, when we had to be alert to any potential danger, such as predators, enemies, shortage of survival needs, physical dangers. And probably, most significantly, as this is still a primary factor in anxiety, rejection by the tribe. If the tribe evicted you, you were in greater danger without the protection that the tribe afforded against the elements, starvation, or predators. We'll explore this last point in some detail later, but sensitivity to potential danger is common to most human beings and is an essential tool for our survival. However, some people, including some children, are just more hypervigilant to danger than others, and may tend to react more quickly or strongly to situations they see as threatening. They may also perceive the world as more dangerous and scary than others. A certain degree of fear is normal in children as they encounter new situations, which is also true for adults, is it not? But this usually disappears once they become familiar and comfortable with the situation. So, how can I tell the difference between anxiety and normal worrying? There are several telltale signs that may indicate anxiety. Is your child excessively seeking reassurance? I'm okay, you're okay, it's all okay. I'm okay, you're okay, it's all okay. Avoiding interactions or activities. Inventing illnesses. My tummy hurts. Again? Trying to get you to do things for them. Avoiding taking risks or trying new things. Worrying or fretting. Being clingy, emotional over minor upsets, reluctant to go to school, afraid to sleep alone, shy or nervous around others, scared of numerous things, complaining of being picked on, negative in outlook,